NYC. I'm Michael Hill. For 35 years, the Lower East Side's Tenement Museum has had a strict approach. It recreates the apartments of real people who actually lived in the museum's tenement buildings on Orchard Street. But as WNYC's Ryan Kyloff reports, that's about to change.
In 1989, the founder of the Tenement Museum, Ruth Abram, came on WNYC to explain her new project.
We view the tenement as a kind of changing stage set. One day you may come in and there you'll meet in period apartments set at different times. Any one of the six households we're now researching, that's from 18.
A few weeks later, Bronx resident Jean Emanuel, a black woman, wrote Ruth Abram a letter saying, "My family lived in tenements. They've been here since the 1700s. Please don't forget them." She wrote, quote, "Most of society seems to write us off. But my people were part of New York City long before it was a city. They did laundry, swept chimneys, laid bricks, tarred roofs, and did serve in the army in all the wars and deserve to be remembered."
I think Jean Emanuel's letter is so important because she so beautifully tells Black history in a paragraph.
Annie Pollard is the current president of the museum. Jean Emanuel is no longer alive, but Pollard says her letter inspired the museum to break its policy of only featuring lives lived in its actual buildings.
For so long, that methodology was so sacred and no one ever questioned it. And the most important part of the methodology anyways is telling a story of a real person. And this is the story of a real person.
The museum's newest exhibit is the story of a black family just after the Civil War, Joseph and Rachel Moore, who lived in a tenement building that no longer exists in present-day Soho.
Actually, the Soho Grand Hotel is right where Joseph, that lot of land that Joseph and Rachel Moore would have lived on.
Marquise Taylor is one of the PhD candidates who researched the exhibit. It recreates the apartment the Moores shared with a sister-in-law and a white Irish woman named Rose Brown and her half-black son.
The challenge is a lot of what people think about New York City during the time, and particularly African-American and Irish relationships.
In a stunning twist, the researchers learned that Jean Emanuel's ancestors lived at the same address as the Moores at the same time in 1870. The exhibit, titled A Union of Hope, opens the day after Christmas. Ryan Kyloff, WNYC News.